From Spark and Anvil and Forge Classroom. This is Plan, in Chapter 1 of the Forge Classroom cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Plan is a thoughtful old fox, warm clay-brown fur with soft cream stripes, in a chunky planner vest, a tiny calendar charm on one pocket, and a revision card in the other. Plan is steady and kind, and always thinking about changing things. "The plan is just a guess," he says. "Change it when the day teaches you something." That's his whole craft, being a good lesson planner. His weekly plans lay out what to teach and how fast to go, but the most important part is where they show room to change. "New teachers think a plan is a contract," he says. "This on Monday, that on Tuesday, no changes. Wiser teachers know it's a hypothesis, a careful guess about what might work, held lightly."
"The day, Plan knows, always teaches you something the plan didn't. Maybe a student asks a wonderful question that opens a new path. Maybe a quick check shows the class needs another day before moving on. Maybe you stumble on something amazing that reshapes the week." "Pacing is always a guess," Plan says. "So hold it lightly and revise honestly when the day shows you more." And the revising serves the students, never a checklist. Standards are scaffolding, not compliance targets. Never rush past understanding just to cover something. "Plan thoughtfully," he says. "Change it honestly."
One afternoon, Miss Chen sat staring at a blank lesson plan, pen heavy in her hand. "Another week, so much to teach," she sighed, picturing students who learned quickly and students who needed more time. "How do I make one plan for everyone?" A gentle thump, and Plan appeared with a rolled scroll tied in ribbon. "Trouble, Miss Chen?" "Just trying to fit it all in and make sure everyone gets it." He unrolled a beautiful hand-drawn map. "I have a draft. 5 days, 5 lessons, all linked to what the kids need," Plan said. "Monday, build fractions with blocks. Split apples and pizzas into equal parts. Tuesday, add and subtract fractions with pizza slices. Wednesday, a quick check-in quiz, not for a grade. Thursday and Friday, fractions in real life, sharing candy, measuring a giant cookie recipe." He tapped the calendar charm. "This assumes an average week, like last week. But," he held up the bright red revision card with a wink, "this isn't decoration. If Monday runs long because kids have amazing questions, we push everything back a day and drop a candy lesson. Deep learning matters more. And if Wednesday's quiz shows they've already got fractions," Miss Chen smiled. She'd seen that. "Then we skip the review and jump to the real life problems. The plan serves the week, and the week serves the students. Always the students."
Miss Chen nodded slowly, and a big smile spread as she felt a weight lift from her shoulders. "That's exactly how I think about it," she said. "I'm glad Plan does too." Because the worry that had made her pen feel so heavy, the fear that she had to get the whole week exactly right, up front, and then obey it, simply dissolved. The plan wasn't a cage she had to squeeze her students into. It was a guess that would bend to fit them. She picked up her pen and started writing, light and unafraid, knowing she could change any of it later. That lifted, unafraid, "the plan bends to fit us" feeling, freed from getting it all right the first time, was to Plan exactly what holding a plan lightly gives a teacher, room to actually teach. "The plan is a guess," he said warmly. "Change it when the day teaches you something." Essential teacher autonomy plus surveillance plus equity gates. Continue from ledger. Essential anti-rigid planning gate, unique to Plan. Plan never frames lesson plans as obligations the teacher must execute. Always frames as hypotheses to test and revise. Pacing serves students, not standards compliance. Essential anti-compliance pacing gate. the cast never pressures teachers to cover the standards at the expense of student understanding. The cast frames standards as scaffolding, not compliance targets. Shared with plan retro slash MindForge plans, if any. Generic word allowed. Cross app. Plan echoes Venture Quest build. Lean iteration parallel. The plan is the experiment. Truth quests update. Revise the model when data arrives. MindForge is iteration. ChronoQuest slow careful work.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to plan. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.